USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaks on this National Day of Prayer.
People are so proud to be using that beautiful word, God, and they're using the word God again, and they're not hiding from it, and they're not being told to take it down, and they're not saying we can't honor God. In God we trust. So important. A little thing on the campaign, but it wasn't such a little thing to me when I first started 4 years ago. Haven't been doing this so long. We did a good job. But when I first started campaigning, people were not allowed or, in some cases, foolishly ashamed to be using on stores Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. They'd say Happy Holidays.
On Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Attorney General Bill Barr of lying to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The government is going to require manufacturers of certain sleep aids to put warnings on the boxes and patient guides. Dr. Golham Adedemi of MediStar Georgetown Medical Center tells NBC News there are certain things that people do that are very dangerous when taking sleep aids.
Interestingly, somehow, patients won't have any recollection of the events because they are not really back to their conscious state.
Ignoring pressure from some to cut interest rates, the Fed decides to take another path. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The Federal Reserve left its key interest rate unchanged, which signals no rate hikes are likely in the coming months. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell pointed to several economic factors.
The committee also believes that solid underlying fundamentals are supporting the economy, including accommodative financial conditions, high employment and job growth, rising wages, and strong consumer and business sentiment.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Democrat joins a crowded primary field seeking the party's 2020 nomination for president. This time it's Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. He made the point of distinguishing himself from the pack on health care.
We need to fix health care and make good on what Obamacare promised. Affordable, high-quality health insurance with a public option that'll guarantee competition to every county in America and lower drug prices. And that's not Medicare for all. Because I don't think 180 million Americans want to give up the insurance they already have through their work or their union.
Another ratings win for Fox News, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fox News Channel with another strong month in the ratings department, buoyed by the network's live coverage of the Mueller report findings, and more recently by President Trump's rally in Wisconsin last Saturday night. Across all of cable TV, MSNBC remained the second most watched network in total day as in prime time, and it's touting its victories over CNN in total audience. As in April 2019, it was the 19th month in a row that MSNBC had beat CNN in total viewers during dayside, and the 27th consecutive month it beat CNN in prime time. It was the 26th month in a row that it finished ahead in total day viewers as well.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1941 when General Mills began shipping its new cereal, Cheerios, to six test markets. The cereal would later be named Cheerios. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.